Education was issue number one for Philadelphia's slate of mayoral candidates leading up to this month's election. And Jim Kenney, who emerged victorious, made access to high-quality pre-K a big part of his platform. Let's go to school with Sharon Easterling, Executive Director of the Delaware Valley Association for the Education of Young Children. Sharon, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I know you were following the election, and you know that of the four ballot questions facing Philly voters, the one receiving the most votes called for creating a commission to come up with a funding plan for pre-K.
We are really at a turning point in this country. For many, many years, we have recognized child care as a need for parents to go to work. What's beginning to happen and what's beginning to change in our society is that we recognize that high-quality early childhood programs are really transformational for kids. They change kids' lives, especially children who are growing up in poverty and their life trajectory is not very positive. But because we have not really invested in quality programs, we really are behind the curve right now. And so we have an issue. Only less than 20% of our programs are high quality in the city of Philadelphia and actually across the nation.
What are the primary impediments to creating high quality pre-K care in Philadelphia and elsewhere?
Well, the chief impediment is that we just don't fund it adequately. So the best way to compare is if we spend $10,000 to $12,000 on the K-12 system per child, we're spending $6,000 to $7,000 per child in the early childhood sector. If you got 50% of the resources for, you know, and it's a much longer day, it's a full year, and it requires a much higher staff-child ratio, the resources are just fundamentally inadequate.
Mayor Michael Nutter sat down with Marty Moskowain on Radio Times this week, saying any mayor can use the bully pulpit to set the tone, but has at best limited avail to, in this case, devote funding to pre-K. Where do you go to try to make the case?
Well, that's part of what the commission is going to look for. They're going to try to study possible ways to generate revenue. So we've got to figure that out. Look, it's going to cost money to do high-quality pre-K for every child in the city of Philadelphia. However, what we know is once those kids have high quality, they're much less likely to need special education. They're less likely to get into trouble. And so the long-term effect is it'll cost us a lot less in the future.
But serving as you do as executive director, what gives you cause for hope or optimism?
Well, anybody who was watching the gubernatorial election could see that education was a really big issue.
For the governor. He has to work with a legislature, though.
That's true. But what was different this time around, education, when he talks about education, he includes pre-K, right? So the governor's talking about it. The president is talking about it. The mayoral candidates were all talking about it. So really what's happening now is that our policy is beginning to catch up with what research tells us is best practice. And so I'm excited about the future. The governor's proposed a huge expansion for pre-K counts and Head Start in the state of Pennsylvania. And there's a lot of indication that the majority of electeds in the General Assembly really support this issue. So the question is not, are we going to support pre-K? It's at what level?
Sharon Easterling, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Sharon Easterling is Executive Director of the Delaware Valley Association for the Education of Young Children.